Kelim Pek Tazay Mishnevov. Kasio Shol Zoyre Gronois. A kasio is an obscure word. The Mefarshim explain what it means is some type of hand covering. It's not a glove. It's not a beged. It doesn't protect the hand from the elements. It's there to help a person pick up something. It's not a glove exactly. It's something you put around the hand. It helps a person pick up a package. Maybe for the rough edge of the thing he's picking up. Not clear. I would say maybe what would be a dugma to such a thing, bizman hazeh, would be what we call a baseball glove. It's used l'sayeya in a gevissa malacha called catching a ball, which is hard. You don't want it to injure your hand, so you catch it al-yidei mit. But it's not there to protect the hand from elements. A beged it's not, but it's a kasio. It's made out of art, it's made out of leather. Shel zoyre gronois, if it's something that was used for those that have pitchforks that work in silos, when they hold the pitchfork and they're constantly pressing against the tour, they put something on their hand to take away the sharp edge, just push to hold the stick better. Shel holche drachim, they want to hold on to the stick better. People would walk up rocky inclines and they would have a stick in their hands. So to hold the stick, to grip, get a grip on the stick better, they put this kasia on their hand. Shel oise pishton, again, they're holding onto a stick that they're pulling off the edge of the flax in order to make the pishton usable. Those are tmeo. They're made as a kibble to hold onto the stick that he's holding in his hand. Or in the example that we gave, a baseball glove, it's on his hand to hold the baseball, obviously. Avol shel tzaboyim. This is somebody who's Isaac in dyeing clothing. V'shel napochim. He's a blacksmith. And they put it on themselves in order that the shvitz shouldn't ruin their work, plus they're working in hot places and hot environments, tohira, because it's not their lekabel. Rabbi Yosi Omer, afshel groisois. Groisois are pulim, they're types of beans, and they're ground in rechaim shel yad, and you have to work hard to grind the beans. So he puts his hand in this type of protector. Kiyotzevahem is like a kasya shel tzaboyim v'nafchim, because also, it's there just to catch the sweat off his hands. His hand shouldn't slip from the sweat. And memela, it's not considered a kli. Zeh klal ha'osu l'kabol l'tomei, v'pnei hazeyo tohor. Now, Achronim have a medubra over here, the Chaznish and others, with the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis. The Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis, the way he explains the case over here, what's mekabel tumah, what's not mekabel tumah, by kasya, shells, zayri, gornois, v'chule, is that the ones in the Mishnah that are mekabel tumah are mekabel yodoy. The base kibble over here is the kabbalah's yad. We haven't learned that way. We were learning the way other Rishonim learned, that's mekabel the makal. Rav learns that way. But he says, the Rambam, it's mekabel his hand, that's a base kibble, it's mekabel his hand. Might not be a beged, it's not protecting against the elements, but that's a base kibble. The reason why the cases that are Torah is because they're not being mekabel the yad. The yad is pushed against it, it's not mekabel the yad. It doesn't encompass the hand. It's just their lezeo. So that if the Rambam learns that way, which is questionable, also Mishnah's Tiras brings that if you look at the new Pirush HaMishnayis La Rambam, which sometimes has slight differences in translation, the one from Kapach, so over there he has different pshat. He's not learning that it's osui lekabel es hayad. It's also lekabel es hakli. So it could be that maybe there is no such Rambam. But the way the Velt learns the Rambam, they ask, because there's a sugya in Shabbos. We always go back to the parochim of what's called a kli, not a kli, legabi hoitzo. So Rashi in Shabbos Daf Samach Vov talks about somebody who's a Rachmanon Litzlan, an amputee, and he has a stump. It's not called the base kibble because the leg is not carried by the stump. The stump is there to go on the ground, but the leg is not carried by the kli. So no, that's not called the base kibble. So they want a tiny Mikdash David, and others learn that the Rambam argues on Rashi and the Chachamim, that's called the base kibble. That it has a place over there, even though it's not carried by it. That would seem to be the machloikis. Related to this is grada a whole shmuz, stipler in Tyrusim Chof Aleph, the stipler in Tyrusim Yud. What is the shame Tom Mekabel Tum of a beged? We haven't really learned Inyone Tumas Kabbalah's Tum of Begodim. We're learning Misachas Kelim. But what taka is the vort? Is a beged because it's mekabel, has a kli kibel, it's mekabel the body of the person? So the Chazanish has this back and forth, avad it is, the sugya and Shabbos over there, Samach Vov, where it's the part of the body, the thigh, the stump of the kita sits on it. A little bit back and forth on the stipler, says the vart, that this that a beggar is makabel tum is a shame beggar. A shame beggar is not. It's not the regular standard kabbalas kli. The functionality of a beggar is a beggar. That it's a shame by zich. Mikdash David has a piece also in Siman Nun Gimel where he talks about a beggar being makabel tum even though it's not nigmar malachdoi. Chare the aleph base of hilchas kelim nigmar malachdoi. In functionality, that's an important part of the process. When we're talking about begodim, if lamaisa a person wears it, so then it's a beged. And then we go back to our vort that a kasya is certainly not a beged because a beged protects the body from the elements. And if it's just there vis-a-vis the thing that he's holding on to, that's not a beged. So at best you could say it's a clay kibble, so then you have to done whether the taka has a base kibble that's used or not. That's l'chayr the Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. A number of things that are going to be mentioned over here that don't have a shame kli. It doesn't have a tzuras kli, doesn't have the functionality of a kli, that we'll have to see. Hamalkoit shel bosor. The Mefarshim say that this is some type of piece of leather that they put on the eyes of a cow, b'shas disha, in order that it shouldn't move from side to side. It's looking around, it'll move around, like this, it stays in its place. Ve'chosim shaloi. This is some type of rope that ties the animal, that they muzzle up the animal, this way the animal can eat. V'amadov shel dvorim. This is some type of kli that's put underneath a beehive, and you're burning it glolei boker, which are flammable, in order that the smoke, it makes very good smoke. The smoke should smoke out the bees from the kaveres, and you should be able to take out the honey. They still do it that way, by the way. Vamenofo is a piece of leather that they use as a fan. Fans that we're used to, of course, are electric, but the old-fashioned fans that you find from the 1800s, those fans generally are not made out of leather, they're made out of cloth, but it's the same idea. Hare ilu tohirim, they don't have a tzuras kli. Think about a fan. It's a functional piece of something, but it's not a kli. Doesn't hold on to anything. So all these have a choysun, the basic tzur of the kli. That's hein lefi the Rambam, the tzur of the kli. Hein lefi the Ravid in the functionality of a kli. Therefore, they're not makabel tum. Rambam says it's not so poshut over here because the Rash and the Rav learn this shtickle of a piece of leather. So that's functional as a kli, not functional. It's flat. It's pshute kli or l'chayr shouldn't be mekabel tumah. If you look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam says that's a kli l'kabel gloli behemish l'yivsed hadisha. But according to the Rav's pshat, l'chayr it's al pshute kli or. That would be the hez. But let the Rambam, you have to say something else. You look at the Rambam, Takan Perek Zayin, he says what we said, that something's missing the tzuras hakli. L'maisa, like we said, the Ravid over here is not masik on the Rambam. And the Ravid in many places masik on the Rambam's halach of Tzura Sakli says you don't need it. Reb Chaim's theory that we've said over a bunch of times. In Perek Dalid and Perek Hei. So the Ravid over here is not masik. And Vaistois that he holds that this is also missing in the basic function of a Kli. Maybe what you'll say is that he was Seimich on the fact that he writes this out in Perek Hei. Now the Mishnah is going to get into coverings of kelim. Kisui shel kufsa. This is a cover of a kufsa that a woman puts her personal items into. Make of the chadoime. Tomei is wearing the kabel tumah. Even though mitzaratzme, we've had many times that the kisui of a kli is only a mishamish of a kli. It itself is not a kli. However, over here, shteto apsanai yavort that the Mepharshim bring out. That since it's always covered, so it's considered part of the kli. Kisui kamtro, This is a cover of some type of chest that you put in clothing, storage. Tohar, because the kisui is only covering of the kamtra only when there's clothing in it. Now when it's empty, it's not a chelik of it, it's there to protect the clothing, and it rather fits nicely, it's designed to go onto the kamtra. But that's not what it is, not a chelik of the kamtra. Others have a different husband, this din. The reason why kisui shel kufsa is tame is because even when it's opened, the cover stays attached to the kufsa itself and it's straight. So sometimes, picture a chest and the top of the chest, the lid, holds open, let's say on a hinge, and now while you're making seidin, you're pulling things out, you put things on the cover. So it's not just a cover, it's a clay kibble of itself. When you open it, it's on an angle, maybe you can't put anything down, it'll slide down. So maybe that's not mekabel tumah. This is the Goyim's pshat, the Tiferes Yisrael brings it also. Now the truth is, when you look at the Rambam in Kelim Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, he brings this halacha with the klal that we're going to have at the end of the Mishnah. We'll read the Lashon now, even though it's the last part of the Mishnah. Zeh klal omer Rabbi Yosi. Kol mishamshe mishamshov shel adam b'shas melacha v'shalei b'shas melacha tameh. Whatever is being used as part of a kli, both when the kli is being used and when the kli is not being used, a cover that always stays part of the kli, let's say, in this context, tomei, v'chol she'eni ela b'shas melacha torah, because when it comes off, when it's not being used, so it's not on the kli, so then it's not part of the kli. It's just there as a chelik of the melacha, but it's not really part of the kli. The way we've just masked. But the Rambam brings that klal, the Ravid, as well, in his Pirshan Teres Kainim and Pashas Shmini. However, when you look at the Rash doesn't bring this klal, which is the klal of Rabbi Yosi, in the end of the Mishnah like we just read, at all. It's mashma that the, because of a basic kibbutz, and that's the discussion, what we just said. Kisui Teva, the Mishnah now is going to continue with other chafetim that are not mekabel tumah. Some of them are because they're only misham shekem, they're not a chelik of the kli, and there are going to be other halachos as well. Kisui Teva, Kisui Teni. This is the cover of a box, the cover of a basket. Hamachbe shel chorosh is a heavy box that carpenters put on wood. It's not a box. It's some type of heavy kli to straighten out. You need a heavy, very heavy kli to straighten out a bent piece of wood. This is some type of kli that's underneath a bench that's against the ground. So there's moisture in the ground, and that will cause the bench that's sitting on it to be warped. So you put something underneath it. This is something that's put on top of a bench, a covering of some sort. Anglin shel sefer. This is a cover made out of leather that you put in books, you put in svar. Farshim explained, somewhat similar to the mantle that we have on a sefer Torah, on a Nevi'im, which is open from the top and open from the bottom, so it's not closed up, it's not a kli. Beis ha-neger, beis ha-manul. These are coverings of leather that you put in the doorknob or other, when the door is not locked, so it gets covered over by some type of, picture like a Shabbos thing on a light switch. So they used to put a covering on the doorknob when it's not being used. Ubeis ha-mezuzah, this is some type of metal rod which goes against the doorpost, and they put the mezuzah on it, or in it. The tik nevolin, this is some type of musical, a nevel is a musical instrument, so this is the case of it. The tik kinoiros, you put kinor nevolin into a carrying case. The ha'emum shel godlei mitznofos, some type of shape that was used for people that would make hats or bands around the head, so they used it like a dummy, like a tzura of a head, so that it's not a kli. By the way, there's a few halachas going on over here. The first bunch was kisuyim, so we explain why they're not mekabel tumah. The next are things that don't really have a base kibul. That's why they're not mekabel tumah. V'amarkiv shel zamor, there's some type of like a horse made out of wood that they play music, and people go on this horse. It looks like the music is making the horse turn. Sort of like the wooden horses on one of those carousel rides. Urevius shel aloyis. I'm not sure what the word revius over here means, but in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Vov, Pasuk Hey, this is the Targum for some type of musical instrument, Menanim. What is it? It's two long wooden poles or something like that that they're banged on each other. It makes a kli. So they use this by Hespedim to be Ma'ur, where you have the Mishnayis in Ma'id Kotten. They talk about the Mekoininois that are Ma'uris. They clap their hands, they wail. So it's called the Revius Shel Aloyois. Aloyois is a word for a Mekoinenes. They would have women that would cry loudly to be Ma'ur the Tzibur Lebechi. We're coming up on the 9 days when we say Eli Tzion. The word Eli means a wailing, moaning. Eli kipsulo chagura sak al bal norel, right? That's a pasuk in Yoel. That's the sherish of the last kina that we say out loud the whole olam. So you see over there the word of Eli as a type of wailing and moaning. The revius is, it's all pshut ekliyets. And since it's not mishamish as part of a kli in any fashion, so remember they weren't geyser on it. Ugenoignis he'oni, some type of kli that shades an oni when he's going around collecting money that they would put up to be able to sit down to rest for a few minutes from the sun. Smoichos hamito, these are poles. They're chelik of the bed, l'chayru, but they're not really a chelik of the bed. So they're not roi l'kabaltoma as part of the bed, from a kabaltoma's medrash. They're separate from the bed, they're mishamish. B'shas malachto, semel de'na mekabel tomo. Utfus shel tvilo. This is some type of piece of wood that they would make on it bote tvilin. Semel, it's only used as a form to make on it something, but it doesn't hold something. Ve'emum shalais es susais. We just had the word emum before. It's also a wooden form, a wooden tfus that you make clothing on. Harelu tarim, they're all tar, because they're all the manat kelim that have shimush. And here the Mishnah tells the klal that we had before, Rabbi Yossi. Kol mishamshe mishamshov shalodim b'shas malocha. V'shaloi b'shas malocha. So then that's part of the kli, tamei. V'kol she'eni ele b'shas malocha just functions to make the malocha that's being done. Like a pot cover. Pot cover you put on the pot in order that the food should boil quickly. If you leave it open, it would take that much more time for it to come to a rolling boil. Now it happens to be with pot covers that you put in food and you put it in the fridge with the pot cover. So it's there, come out the whole time, except when you're ladling out the food. So that mistama would be called, that's Meshamish Hein B'Shas Malacha and Shalai B'Shas Malacha.